Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 15th of October 2017, and this broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations: on 3.570MHz by Any Takers, on 7140MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14130MHz by Jack, VK7IL, and 28525MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And this broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And Jota Jota, a request from Scouts Tasmania. The 60th Jamboree on the air and associated 21st Jamboree on the internet is next weekend, the 21st and 22nd of October. We know some radio clubs are already planning Jota and Jota stations. However, some groups last year were not able to participate in the radio side of the event for various reasons. Are there any other amateurs around the state who could spare some time on the Jota weekend to help out scouts and guide groups that are not able to participate previously? Depending on the size of the group, this may only need to be for a couple of hours with a portable radio setup. Would any interested amateurs please advise Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, at email dodd.pc@bigpond.com with preferred area and possible availability times. Scouts and guides will be compiling a list of groups that wish to participate, and this will help coordinate the weekend. We had about 370 scouts and guides attend last year at various scout halls, and we would like to get over 400 this year. Guides also participated in the weekend, but mainly with Jyoti, and their numbers were reported separately. Please help if you can, and that comes from Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, the Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronics, Scouts Tasmania. And we move to Northwest News, the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG, and arrangements for Jota and Jota in the Northwest. Operational arrangements for Jota are now being finalised in the Northwest and are as follows. At the Sprayton Scout Hall, there will be operators, Eric, VK7EV, with possible assistance from Shirley, VK7HSC. Times of operation will be 1500 to 1900 hours on Saturday and 0900 to 1200 hours on the Sunday. Bands used will be mostly 40 metres and possibly 20 metres on HF. 70 centimetres will be using VK7RDR and VK7RAA, and 2 metres VK7RAC and RAA, and utilising standalone VK7RNW for club-to-club QSOs. In the Burnie Scout Hall, the operators will be VK7s LSB, DB, DC, ML and FKKK. Operating from the Burnie Scout Hall from 11 a.m. on Saturday and on most of the HF bands. There will also be a local Simplex EchoLink node set up and the numbers to be advised, and also a PC EchoLink node 406088. That's 406088. There will be a Joey Scout Skype meeting across the Northwest at 3 p.m. If any other groups are interested in the Joey link-up, then please contact the club. Local VHF UHF operation will be on 2 metres VK7RAC and RTV, and any other repeater that can be accessed from the hall. We will have Jyoti operating on ScoutLink. Patton Park Camp at Ulverston. The operators at this time will be VK7s WP, BI, AX and NGA, with possible assistance from TG and KEV. It is anticipated that Jota will be operational Saturday from 1300 to 1800 hours, 1900 hours to 2200 hours, with the possibility of further operation through the night on HF if sleepover eventuates. On Sunday, it is anticipated commencing operation at 10:30 hours through to the afternoon until operation is no longer required. Bands of operation will be 80, 40 and 20 on HF. VHF and UHF will be 70 centimetres VK7RDR, 2 metres VK7RTV with possible liaison via VK7RAA. both VK7RDR, VK7RDR-R, and VK7RTV, RTV-R, have EchoLink ports with the addition of IRLP node 6616 on VK7RTV. Associated EchoLink node numbers can be found by checking the EchoLink server lists of active nodes. Contacts via Skype can be made by connecting to Skype name TonyB62, all one word, or Tony7AX-ATV. In addition, this year it is proposed to have digital ATV operational at Patton Park. As there are no ATV repeaters to get the signal out of Patton Park, it will be operational on a local basis only. We will be anticipating that the Scouts will get some enjoyment out of this arrangement. It is also planned to use the VK7AX video stream to telecast the output of the ATV happenings at Patton Park to the BATC streamer, enabling other JOTA groups worldwide to view the proceedings. The link for this video stream is in the email edition of the broadcast. And video broadcasts now archived. The weekly ATV and video broadcasts from VK7AX are now archived for interested people to download and play at a later time. The files will consist of the four last videos produced on a weekly basis, which will rotate, or the last four files produced on a monthly basis, which will also rotate. They will also include the VK7 regional news and the WIA national news. Of special interest, people should check the nostalgia directory, where the complete series of nostalgia with VK7FR can be found. The corrected link for access to the video archives can be found on the internet and email editions of this broadcast. And apologies for the incomplete link details given at last week's broadcast. 73 until next time from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer, NWTR and TVG. And we move to Northern News, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Yesterday we held our October barbecue meeting, so a report on that event must await next week's news. Meanwhile, here is a report of our other major event of the past week. As mentioned last week, NTARC provided safety communications and checkpoint manning for the 160km and the 95km event of the Tasmanian Equine Endurance Association's 2017 Tasmanian State Championships, which was held at Santorina Park last weekend. The 160km event was of particular significance, being a full dress rehearsal for the 2018 Tom Quilty ride to be held at Santorina Park on the 5th and 6th of October 2018. The NTARC communications trailer was delivered to Scottsdale by Peter VK7KPC on Thursday at 10:30am and was closely followed by Idris VK7ZIR and Andre VK7ZAB. After setting up the trailer, Andre and Idris went to the local property and installed the repeaters. They then travelled to the Waterhouse Road checkpoint to test the RFID data pass. With that completed, they headed back to Launceston to reappear again on site on Friday morning, with Wayne VK7FWGH in close pursuit. Not long after, Roger VK7ARN and Peter VK7KPC appeared. After a catch-up, this pair travelled out to the checkpoint located at Rex's Race to establish camp and hopefully get some shut-eye in before the pounding of hooves in the wee small hours. Bill VK7MX and Yvonne VK7FYMX arrived at base at 1900 hours, collected their documentation and headed to their checkpoint at Rodeo Road to establish their camp for the duration of the ride. The amount of equipment and enhanced sophistication now required to service these rides has increased significantly over the years, hence the need to set up base a day before. We use RFID tracking at these events, and this event was our first experience of interfacing with the Australian Endurance Riders Association, AERA, RFID-based timing system. The AERA used a method to record the RFID identifier for each of the riders' cards that is different to the NTARC development over the past 2 to 3 years. AERA read a unique 16-character identifier that is embedded in the card, whereas NTARC writes the rider's ID number onto the card for each event. Significant amounts of midnight oil had been burnt by Andre VK7ZAB and Peter VK7FPWS, who was working long distance from Switzerland over the preceding weeks to make the required changes to the NTARC RFID reader and our software, so the two systems could play together nicely on the day. Idris VK7ZIR and Wayne VK7FWGH departed base at 23:30 hours for the first checkpoint for the 160km event, which was located on Old Waterhouse Road. This checkpoint is approximately 20km from base, with the RFID reader used there for the first leg of the event. All 48 riders in the 160km event were scanned successfully as they passed through, and the 70cm data link back to base successfully transmitted all that data back to base. At the completion of this checkpoint, the RFID gear was packed up and transferred to Graham's Corner, checkpoint for leg 3, where it stayed until the completion of the event, along with Idris and Andre. Again, all RFID reads at Graham's Corner were successful, and the data again sent back to base successfully. Another new feature of this event was the screen setup in our comms trailer to monitor the AERA intranet Wi-Fi display of rider status and information. This was used to quickly obtain vet outs and voluntary withdrawals of other riders. This worked well, and its ability to successfully overcome this long-term problem area looks extremely promising. After all, it is not much fun to sit out on a distant checkpoint awaiting the arrival of the last few riders, only to eventually discover that they had long since withdrawn or had failed the mandatory vet checks. Additional rider support was implemented with the use of NTARC's 46-inch monitor set up safely outside away from the comms trailer, displaying competitor progress throughout the various checkpoints. Our automated strapper call system, developed by Ken VK7KVV and Peter VK7FPWS, was implemented for the first time. This announced the rider's bib number over our local FM station, and the rider had completed each leg. It seemed to be well received by each rider's support team. It is meant that strappers, etc., could meet their horses and riders as they re-entered base, rather than having to be summoned by the rider once dismounted. Whilst all this was happening, the 95km riders set off at 0500 hours, so all checkpoints remained busy throughout the night, the day, and into the evening again. The last checkpoint to see horses was Rodeo Road at 21:50 hours, 20 hours after the first rider had passed through this checkpoint at 0150. The last two very tired riders and horses were thankful to finally be heading back to base, just 5km away. Needless to say, Bill VK7MX and Yvonne VK7FYMX were likewise pleased to see these riders reach that point, as it meant that they could sign off and head for some sleep. Overall, it was a very successful event and useful experience for the NTARC comms team, and utilising the AERA tags and system. With a little more refinement between now and October next year, we should be ready to support the National Championships, the Tom Quilty, to be run over this same course. A big thank you to the NTARC crew: Idris VK7ZIR, Andre ZAB, Norm KTN, Peter KPC, Roger ARN, Ken KKV, Bill MX, and Yvonne VK7FYMX, Wayne FWGH, and Peter FPWS, our long-distance member who was online throughout via Team Viewer from Switzerland, for once again giving up time and sleep to assist our major community event. To keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Upcoming event, Jota and Jyoti 2017. The final reminder that this year sees Jota celebrating its 60th year and Jyoti its 21st year. The event will be held over next weekend, the 20th to 22nd of October. Once again, we will be busy at the club rooms, and our Jota coordinator, Peter, VK7KPC, advises we have 8 groups already booked in. If you would like to assist over the weekend on any day, you still have time to contact Peter, and he can be contacted via email at dodd.pc@bigpond.com or in person at the coffee mornings tomorrow or Friday. We will also be having our sausage sizzle on the day at this event, and again, the cost is just $1 for a sausage and onions in bread with your favourite sauce, and how good is that value for money? You'll pay $2.50 at the great big hardware chain stores. And coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered, philosophical views and maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL card. At the moment, though, we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, a coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please, please, please email the secretary at ntark.net. And as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, and that's 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move to Southern News, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc. Volunteer learning facilitators needed. REST is currently seeking to sponsor two volunteers for the role of WIA learning facilitators to assist WIA assessors with assessments and learning days. Some training through the WIA is required, along with a working with vulnerable people's check. And if you are interested in helping people join the hobby through teaching and assessment, then please contact the REST president via email president@rest.asn.au. And digital repeater team needed. We've all heard about D-Star, DMR, C4, FM and P25. But how does this all work, and how do we get a repeater operational? REST has recently purchased a new Yaesu DR1X repeater, which will be complemented by an MMDVM module, and we are now looking for members interested in planning and deploying a new repeater to form a working group. If you're interested in any of these modes or would just like to help with the repeater, then please contact REST Secretary Scott by email secretary@rest.asn.au. And a new treasurer for REST. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank everyone who contacted me to assist with filling the role of treasurer until the AGM. We would like to welcome Tony VK7VKT into the position of acting treasurer until the AGM. And that's 73s from Ben, VK7BEN. And our October presentation night, Rex Moncur, VK7MO, will be giving us a presentation on his recent 10 gig Grid Square Chasing EME de-expedition, and Rex travelled far and wide into VK3, 5, 6 and 8 to chase down and work those grid squares. Rex will also have many tales of adventure, including about his impeccable police liaison skills, hi-hi. The presentation will include his recent 10 gig EME world record with James WA3LBI over a distance of 18,949.4 kilometres using the QRA64D mode. This is sure to be a fantastic presentation and all welcome. And Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was another night of experimentation, with Ron putting together two of the three Minikits Galley 3929dB amplifiers. Thanks, Ron. And these amplifiers will be used to increase the output of the ZL-PLL boards and drive the KL power amplifiers. This is the last of the integrations that we should be deploying those revised beacons very soon. Scott VK7LXX and Tom VK7NTK were playing with Scott's new DMR handheld and the MMDVM Zoom Spot, which covers DRM, D-Star, C4FM and P25 modem. This fascinating little board plugs into a Raspberry Pi and provides all four digital modes at UHF frequencies. Justin VK7TW showed his new Nixie supply, a power supply unit that supplies 180 volts, 5 volts and 3.3 volts from an 8 to 15 volt input. These units will be pressed into service for the GPS locked Nixie clock. This week is a presentation night, so we go into recess for a few weeks, and we'll see you again on Wednesday night, October 25th, on at 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the REST TAS Facebook page events for details. And that's 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And technology news, Tasmania's SCAD reaches first milestone. In the first step of its rollout, Tasmania's new Emergency Services Computer-Aided Dispatch, or ESCAD, system is now being used by Tasmania Police. The Tasmanian government has committed more than $17 million to the ESCAD project, the contract for which was awarded to Fujitsu and local company Synertec. The system will eventually be used by all of the state's emergency services agencies, providing for greater cooperation and visibility across the island. This will improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our emergency response departments, resulting in both increased safety for those on the front line and more Tasmanian lives saved in emergency situations, said Rhian Hiddink, who is the Minister for Police, Fire and Emergency Management. The next service to start using the system will be Ambulance Tasmania, with a go-live date of the 28th of November 2017, followed by the Tasmanian Fire Service and State Emergency Services in 2018. When Critical Comms spoke to Tasmania's Deputy Commissioner of Police, Scott Tilliard, last year, he said that the CAD system then used by Tasmania Police was built in-house nearly 30 years ago and that it had done an exceptionally good job, but it's at end of life, and so this was a catalyst for us to look at a replacement system, he said. And of course, these days, the question needs to be asked, what is a whole-of-government benefit we can get from this, he added. Rather than just replacing a system for police, we needed to look more broadly to a common system for emergency services and police. And certainly in some other places in the country, they had already been done, he said. So it was agreed that we would move to a common system and it would be used by all of the services and for the first time give SES a dedicated CAD capability as well. Tasmania also operates an interim interoperability gateway, which enables the disparate emergency agencies to communicate with each other. And that was written by Jonathan Nally and sourced to the Critical Comms Web eZine. Technology News: Flexible Transistor. A team of engineers from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or UW-Madison, have built the most flexible, fully functional transistor in the world, and at the same time developed a fast, simple and cheap production process that can easily be scaled up to commercial levels. This new development can open the door to increasingly connected worlds because manufacturers will be able to add clever wireless features to all kinds of large and small objects and products. Things that come to mind are flexible, elastic and movable wearable sensors and computers for humans and animals. Transistors form the basis of practically all modern electronics. The team from UW-Madison tackled a now already 20-year-old industry standard, the BiCMOS thin film transistor, or bipolar complementary metal oxide semiconductor, which combines several desirable characteristics in speed, large current and low dissipation. This new transistor has all the characteristics and in addition is extremely flexible. The manufacturer of traditional BiCMOS electronics is based on a large number of delicate production steps at high temperatures, where there is always the risk that even a small temperature deviation somewhere in the process can nullify all the previous steps. On the other hand, the team under the leadership of Zhengquang Mei have created a flexible transistor on a single crystal silicon nanomembrane on a flexible piece of plastic using a unique process that makes many of the delicate steps superfluous and therefore reduces the cost and production time considerably. And that was written by Eric Boges, sourced from the Elector Web eZine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. And regular gatherings, that's NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters Night at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. REST, the 23-centimetre QSO party, follows after this Sunday's broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. And Reist Free DV Fridays, 8 p.m. local time on 145.225 MHz USB and using VK7RAD for liaison. And events, Reist October the 18th, VK7MO's 10 gig EME adventure from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and Jota and Jyoti next weekend, October the 21st and 22nd, Jamboree on the air and internet around the state. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, the newsreader VK7ZIR, the repeaters Reist NTARC and NWTRN TVG, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres ANI Takers, 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 A Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator Justin, VK7TW, at email vk7tw@wia.org.au. And for further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And from the VK7 Regional News, it's good morning from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.